Greetings, this is Wonder in Reality. This is Jim Harwell, and this is part two of The Most Important Thing. Please do visit our website, bridgeministries.org. There's a lot of free resources there, teachings, books, and so forth. And again, thank you for listening to this podcast. This message, The Most Important Thing. Why am I giving this message? It's because I was just thinking about this. Every answer that we need, every question, every problem, every need that we have, if whether it's a small need or a big need, a miracle, everything that we need can be answered with this most important thing. The presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit and our personal, private relationship with Him. Boom. That's the answer right there for all the needs that we have. Now, I don't want to oversimplify, and I know that we live here on the earth. It can be very challenging. It can be hard. It is for all of us. But I'm referring to spiritually, of course, and in the natural too, but spiritually, in our walk with Jesus Christ, so many people really want to know, you know, what's the secret? I'm not feeling anything. I'm not experiencing anything. I've tried to walk with Jesus. Nothing's happened. I need something from God. Nothing seems to click. You know, nothing seems to be going right. And so they lose interest, and they might still believe in Jesus Christ, but they're not totally into it, right? And so they go to other things. And Jesus talked about the cares of the things that distract us from Him, such as the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts for other things. That really covers a lot right there. But let's go back to the most important thing. What is the answer if For all the different levels, wherever we are in our walk with Jesus Christ? I don't know where you are. I hope that you're a believer, that you're a follower of Jesus. But if you're not, this really applies to everyone. The deep questions and longings that we have. What's the purpose? Why are we here? Okay, and then beyond that, okay, if it's Jesus Christ, okay, and of course, I believe it is, but if it's that, well, then how do I walk with Him? How do I experience this glory that you're talking about? This, you know, you keep talking, this is someone else, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Somebody might say, you know, Jim Harwell, you keep talking about the glory of the Lord and His majesty and how beautiful and, you know, His presence so wonderful he can't be put into human words. Someone may say, well, how do I experience that? I want to answer that right now. And it may sound basic. It may be something that you have heard, okay? But I want to emphasize, it's our personal, private relationship with Him, just us and Him, and continuing in that every day and just pressing on, persisting. That's one of the absolute keys, is persistence, just, and also consistency, just day by day, day by day. When we're born again, we're not going to feel a thing. In the whole first phase of our walk with Him, as I keep mentioning, you know, there's four phases of walking with Him. That's in the book of John, okay? The first phase is being born again, okay? The second phase is being born of water and the Spirit. In that first phase, people probably won't feel a thing. They're not even able to see that Jesus Christ is so beautiful and glorious. That's the way it was for me. That's the way it is for everyone. I was a Christian for a long, long time. I didn't even know that we could actually fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And that He's so beautiful and wonderful. I didn't even know. I was, I, my, my, you know, in my family, we had to go to church. You have to do this, you have to do that. So, back to the most important thing. The presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit and our personal relationship, this our private relationship with Him. And again, I think that should be so encouraging to all of us that we can't fake it. We can't do any, it's do we have that personal relationship with Him where no matter where we are, no matter what's going on, we know that we have a relationship with Him, and we just keep going in that and keep going and keep going. And really, as I said in the last message, you know, God hides Himself. God, and I'm kind of, I don't want to sound like I'm a know-it-all, but I at least want to present some things that I've learned. God tests us. He knows us. He knows what we're going to do. He knows what we have need of before we ask. You know, He's numbered the hairs upon our head. These are things we can't comprehend. But nevertheless, He tests us. He might withdraw to see what we do. Do we continue with Him or do we give up? So that's I don't want to get into that too much. That's a kind of a whole nother area. But again, this personal relationship where we just keep walking with Him every day, and then we can get into that second phase, which is born of water and the Spirit. Amen. So that's then someone does begin walking with truly with the Holy Spirit, and they can now, Jesus said, they can now enter the kingdom of God. They know, wow, the presence of Jesus, that's the answer. His presence, His glory, His majesty, which again, that's the answer. He's the one who lifts us up and allows us to walk with Him and to do all the things He wants us to do personally and in ministry. And in, He empowers us. He's our comforter, our helper, our strengthener, our standby. Now we can start, then things start clicking. That's when things start clicking. Then the third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's when somebody finally, oh, now they realize, wow, now I can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I can, now I have a fountain of water, this living water flowing through me, and now it's just, we continue on. But back to, I do want to emphasize, it is a daily walk, and it may not be this, you know, glorious 24 hours a day, 7 days a week experience, but I do believe God will touch us and can do, you've heard the saying, He can do in 1 second what would take us a lifetime. So if we can just get strategically stay in there and persist, then He will touch us and lift us up. And I want to add this. I'm going to do a teaching on how very few get to these different phases. In fact, that's just common sense. If we know 30% of the people on the earth are followers of Jesus, just being a follower of Jesus Christ, we're already in the minority. We're in the 30% or 25% or less. We don't, it's actually less than 30, but, and that's just the first phase. So it's less and less people make it to the subsequent phases. So we're in an elite group, and we should do all that we can to, you know, to, well, let others know about this, but that's a different subject. But it starts with the most important thing, the presence of Jesus Christ in our personal relationship with Him. And thank you for listening. This is Wonder and Reality. email us at hello@bridgeministries.org. There's free books we'd like to send you. If you'd like them, just go to our website and check out our books. But the one book that has so much about the presence of Jesus Christ is Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place. It's on Amazon. We'll send you the PDF for free, but it is filled with the glory of the Lord. For anybody, I mean, no matter who they are, this is a great read to just see what heaven is like, and that's our goal, of course, is to make it to heaven. Thanks for listening. Bye.